views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. As I undo all the cords that were wrapped around in here. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 16th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the rodeo week started. Oh, my gosh. Really started Saturday. Anyway, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the helm today. Good morning. What are all these cords in here?
Very good morning, Carl. I think
cords?
I was just cleaning and doing a mess with the cords.
Well, I've got like 150 feet of cord in here that's wrapped around my other cords. So we're back now. We're fixed. Now, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You just moved into a new house.
Yes, and I'm so happy
to
have my own.
You're doing your happy
dance? Yeah, I'm just running around and dancing like a crazy kid.
Okay, the weather. Let's take a look at the weather today. Today, sunny with a high near 92 and a north wind around 6 p.m. It's light and variable. Tonight, clear with a low around 64. Tomorrow, 93 with a low of 65. And you can kind of like go through that. Thursday night, Friday the same, Saturday the same, all around 92 to 94. Now, Sunday goes all the way up to 95. And then Monday, sunny with a high near 93, dropping down to the 60s at night. So, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful week for the rodeo, the pancake breakfast, and other things that are happening, including today. There's going to be a bank robbery. Were you here? Do you know about that bank robbery, Christina?
No, unfortunately.
It's the strangest thing. There's these bandits that every year come in and they rob a bank right here in Reading. And the Asphalt Cowboys, that stalwart group of law enforcement officers, well, pseudo-law enforcement officers dressed in the yellow shirts, somehow they manage every year to miss out on this, even though that we can tell them which bank it's going to be at. So later on this morning, you're going to be hearing gunshots and all that as a truck pulling a trailer comes around the corner. And they'll be chasing the lone stranger and his sidekick. So just be aware of that, and it is going to happen. Now, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally run business here in Anderson that provides great service and sets them apart. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans there for people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, I don't even know where to begin. There's so many things. Well, for one thing, I think I'm going to give away two tickets. I got to make sure that they match. For Military Night on Saturday night at the Reading Rodeo. Two tickets to the 75th Annual Reading Rodeo Military Night. It's going to be a great event. You're going to be seeing some new things out there, maybe a couple of surprises. In fact, I know there's going to be one big surprise. For the first caller at 605-4567, we're starting off early. So make sure you get the name, full name, and a phone number when they're calling in. So two tickets, Military Night, and the grandstands. These are reserved. These are $35 tickets, so that's going to be a good time. So first person that calls, 530-605-4567, gets two tickets for Saturday night, and we'll be giving away more.
Waiting for your calls.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me turn my sound up here. Okay. The state of California, God bless them, is thinking about something new. We talked about the how reparations is working its way through, but now California is considering. It's considering, it didn't say it happened yet, but it's considering unemployment benefits, here come the phones, to illegal immigrants is set for review this week as California braces for an influx of migrants following Title 42's expiration. SB 227, the Safety Net for All Workers Act, would provide laid off illegal immigrants with 300 per week for up to 20 weeks with funds from state coffers. And March, the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors unanimously adopted a resolution supporting the statewide bill. As they said, now this is what they say, we cannot take people's money, take people's taxes, take people's labor, and then deny them any benefits and rights that they deserve and that they have earned. Well, we can go through this whole thing about they're not even supposed to be here, you know, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so with us facing a huge deficit into the tens of billions of dollars, that now we're going to find something else to be able to spend money on. Yeah, your tax money, my tax money. I guess you could say, well, they got taxed too. But I don't know if they got taxed to the extent of what they're talking about paying them. It just doesn't stop, does it? You know, one of the things, when we talk about the record searchlight, we need the record searchlight, my friends. You may not agree with it. You may have noticed, as I have, it has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk over the years, especially since Gannett took over. And with that, the... somebody just walked their golden retriever into my office here, and I'm going to try and get him for a couple minutes in here. And what's happened is that they keep cutting the record searchlight, and record searchlight has gone from 10 reporters down to I think it's about five. They started out at 10, and they're down to 5. They've consolidated all these papers. They've got one paper in Visalia that has just gone to doing national and international news, no local reporting at all. And I would really, really hate to see that happen here. It's important that a city have a local newspaper. I don't think we're in the danger of that. Much larger than, well, I don't know how much larger we are than Visalia. But the fact is this is something that we need to be looking at. You know, to have a daily paper is real important. I glean a lot of information out of this local paper. Yeah, some of it, you know, on Sundays tends to be a regurgitation, which I see during the weeks, but some of it doesn't. The sports section is really strong with Ethan Hansen. Dave Benda is the backbone of this newspaper as far as reporting. But this is just indicative of everything else that's going on. These large corporations, in this case, one of the largest ones, the purchase of a U.S. newspaper chain by a Japanese company is emblematic of the dramatic and dizzying change in the industry in recent years. New ownership structures backed by complex and often opaque financial transactions have transformed family-centered media businesses into diversified, highly leveraged investment entities. Now, where am I getting all this information? I mean, you're not going to get it from Record Searchlight. Well, I'm getting it from the Shasta Scout. Shasta Scout has great articles in it. It's local. It's Annalise Pierce. If you just go online to Shasta Scout. And they have articles ranging from about recalls to water to things like this. I'm always read this every week when I get it. Sometimes it's twice a week. It's called the Shasta Scout, and you can sign up for it, and you can donate to it to keep them going. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back today. This second segment is brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Man, this is a great place to get your car washed. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. And I tell you what, your car or truck comes out sparkling clean. I can't say enough about them. Locally owned, locally operated. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back. Hey.
Celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
And a chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com.
Or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. 7:19 in the morning here on the 16th, and with me is Mayor Michael DeQuisto, and one of his supporters came in this morning.
Yes, I was out walking downtown with my dog, and we saw nobody. Carl was lonely, so I decided I would stop by and say hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm always lonely. Okay, big week.
It is a big week. It's the rodeo week. 75th year, I understand.
75th year, and hopefully another 75 more.
Well, we're working on it.
Well, you know, what's your favorite part of the rodeo, Michael? You've been going to it for a long time.
I like the pancake breakfast.
That's not the rodeo.
I like,
but
the,
it's rodeo week.
I like the bull riding.
Oh yeah,
which is sort of rodeo and sort of not rodeo. And I like I like the crowds. I just like it's a great family community event that's been here forever and ever, and all people of all ages and stages in life love it. The Cowboys put on a great show, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great Reading community tradition, and I hope it continues for another 75 plus years.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there when they heard what was going on, a veiled threat of it not being here, that got a lot of people's attention.
Well, I will say for the four and a half or five years I've been on council, I've gotten the most emails in response to the possibly selling the Civic Center and the rodeo grounds and then not renewing the lease to the rodeo grounds. And they've been 99.9% positive and supportive, and we want it here. We don't want to get rid of it. We don't want to sell it. And frankly, you know, not to make it too political, but I don't know why they can't start to negotiate a longer-term lease right now. The Cowboys have 3.5 years left on their lease, and three council members don't want to do it, and Mark Mazzano and I want to do it, and it's just talking. It doesn't. The Riverfront Pacific Plan can go along at the same speed as the lease, and there's all kinds of avenues and options you can put in there, and they need a long-term lease to get financing to get some projects. And you could, for instance, you could put in the lease. We'll give you a 15-year lease or 20-year lease or 25-year lease, and at the end of 5 years, you have to have so much in financing available. And if you don't, then we have the option to end the lease. I mean, so there's all kinds of ways you can make each side try to perform like they say they're going to perform, but show some good faith on it instead of just saying, well, we're just going to wait and see and wait and see and wait and see.
Yeah, that becomes a real problem. And, you know, the thing is having been working down there this year, it is amazing the amount of work that these volunteers do.
Well, they're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers, except Cindy, who the Reading Rodeo Association hired as a general manager because it's gotten so big that you need somebody that's there working every day. But, again, that comes out of the Reading Rodeo Association. That doesn't come out of the city. In fact, the city's never paid anything.
The city has not paid for any capital improvements down there, and they get a minimal lease, but the trade-off is they don't pay to take care of it. The city doesn't pay, so it's, you know.
Everything comes down on the Reading Rodeo Association, and I can tell you the amount of work there to get ready for this is unbelievable. Everything from painting everything to some of us less skilled workers were out there for hours weed whacking, and I carry things, and hand things to people. But there's some really skilled labor out there doing things. An extended lease will allow us to upgrade facilities and all that. But when you get a three-year lease, nobody's going to loan you the money for it. And the other part, too, is that this rodeo brings in a lot of money to the city every year.
It's like Cool April Nights. There's all kinds of estimates, but it's $8 to $10 million or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money that rolls through here. That's why I can't figure out is the reluctance on three city council members, not to even, you know, to say, oh, we got to wait till we see the plan. Well, is the plan done?
No.
Of course not.
We haven't even we're going to sign the contract this week for the people to start working on the plan, and it'll take at least 2 years.
Well, that takes us right almost to the point where the lease is up with the rodeo grounds.
That's my concern, and I hope I'm wrong, is that it'll just be delayed and delayed and delayed, and the lease will expire, and they'll say, too bad, so sad.
I hope that doesn't happen. No, I hope it doesn't either.
That would be terrible.
I don't think Reading wants that to happen.
I don't think they want to happen either.
And, you know, but there's three members of the city council.
Well, I say they have their own agenda. They say, well, we support the rodeo. Their position is we support the rodeo completely. We don't want it to leave, but we don't want to do anything until we see the specific plan, the Riverfront specific plan.
Well,
and I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
I don't think so either. I think you can write a lease like you said, put performance things in there.
Sure.
And what they're afraid of is that they'll give a 15-year lease, and then these improvements are made, and then they go, oh, you know, we don't have room for the rodeo grounds.
Well,
I you know that's happened. Now, if they said they were going to build a coliseum or an arena big enough to take the rodeo, you know, and enhance the rodeo and put it all down there at one spot.
Well, that's the carrot that they dangle out there, but who knows if that's really going to happen. And that comes down to a question of money. How are you going to get the financing for it? There's no money around to build new arenas.
No.
There's money for low-income housing.
Well, we could house homeless in the arena. In the arena.
You said that, not me.
I know. It was. What was I thinking of? Okay, let's get back to happier things here. All these people coming in. The one-armed bandit, John Payne.
He's going to be on later, right?
Yeah, he's going to be on at 7:30. He's calling in at 7:30. Tomorrow we've got the Titties Tuesday. Tomorrow we got the Marines, the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, which, by the way, has been cut back on their funding because of a variety of things. But they still come to the Reading Rodeo. They love it up here.
I'm actually presenting a certificate of appreciation to the Marine Color Guard or Mounted Color Guard tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I think, at the rodeo grounds.
Right.
So, and they've been coming here for how many years? Years and years.
Well, it's been a decade, at least a decade, and maybe more now.
That's great.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Gordon Bach and Debbie and Maria Salas and the other people that help with this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once I get them here, I turn them over to Gordon and his crew to make sure they get where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But these guys, some of them been here last year, so they know where they're going. Like, and I'd like to just to say is the fly shop today is sponsoring the four of them to go out fly fishing on the Sacramento.
Well, Mike Michalak and Bertha just do wonderful things at the fly shop. I mean, they're absolutely great people.
And they do a lot of things people never know about, like this. And so, like, hey, Mike, I'm telling everybody, Bertha, I'm telling everybody, you are, you know, they're sponsoring that, two boats.
But they would never promote that on their own.
Oh,
of course they're not. They're not self-promoters, no.
No. Okay, what's coming up here?
Oh. City Council tonight is your favorite topic, Carl.
Short-term rentals. And
we're gonna beat it some more. Beat it to death.
Beat it to death some more, but I'm going to be at the first inaugural Hall of Fame Gala, where we induct five individuals in Red Rock the Bull into the Hall of Fame for the Reading Rodeo Association.
Well, don't take it the wrong way, but if I was able to choose between a city council meeting or the dinner, I would be.
You'd be
at the
sitting
dinner.
Next to me. This is going to be a great time. It's a way to. I think the place is sold out. We're out there in the arena, someplace out there, who knows where. And there would be a way to kind of pay homage to those people that really played a huge part in the rodeo.
Well, I think that's important. That again, is part of history and tradition and honoring people in the past and what they've done. And you know, it's important to learn from history.
And tomorrow night is Native American Appreciation Night, and we're going to be seeing events at the rodeo we've never seen before.
This is the first time you've had a Native American appreciation.
That's right. In association with Wind River, we're going to have there'll be dancers. There's going to be America the Beautiful in a native language.
Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
That'll be fun.
The national anthem will be played by Randy McGinnis, who is nationally ranked. In fact, he was the champion in competition for the native flautist will do the national anthem.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Now we just hope the wind doesn't blow. But if it does, it's okay. We'll move him up into the announcer's booth. But that should be beautiful.
So are you going to be taking tickets at the rodeo?
Shoveling
in the barns?
You know what? If it's shoveling in the barns, that's what I'll be doing. But I think I'm going to be up in the rodeo flats trying to make sure people get to their seats and they're happy.
And what about your beautiful wife?
And my beautiful wife is in charge of all the national anthems for this week, and so she's running around and trying to get everybody where they have to be at the right time. And so
it always works out. Everybody tries before the event to make everything perfect, and then it doesn't go quite the way you plan. But nobody really knows, and
no plan is perfect. You know, as we say in the military, the plan is perfect till the first round goes downrange, and then everything changes. So when this thing starts, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I recommend people get there early because parking, as usual, is going to be...
Parking's going to be tough.
Parking's going to be across the road in the stadium there. Linda's got her her singer showing up an hour and a half early. So it's
what time does the gates open every night? 5?
Oh, yeah. I think, 5:30, something like that. That's a good question. I should look that up.
It might be good to let the listeners know what time they should be there.
It is. Hey, Michael DeQuisto, mayor of Reading, and your pup is just laying down right now.
She's resting quietly.
Resting quietly. Thanks a lot for stopping by, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're always
welcome.
You're always welcome to come on in here and talk about things.
I appreciate it.
You are in my humble opinion, speak the truth, and you're not afraid to speak the truth.
Well, I try to.
Yeah. Well, hey. We need that.
We have another issue percolating, and hopefully it'll get resolved, and that's with the firefighters and the union contract and the negotiation.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go there right now, but that's. I hope that gets resolved between the parties.
I hope it does, too. I mean, it's getting ready to be fire season. And
yeah.
If they haven't had a raise, and did they say in like years? But there's other things.
There's two sides to the story, at least, or maybe three.
And we don't
have
time to
do it now.
Okay, we got to take a break. Our next guest, John Payne, is on the line. 15 times Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association Act of the Year, Entertainer of the Year. So we'll be right back.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman of the Reading Rancheria. We are so proud to have partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Rodeo Week, featuring an opening prayer and national anthem, all in traditional Native languages. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, so we couldn't be more excited by this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events. We are invested in the community and its people. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman of the Redding Rancheria. We are so proud to have partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Rodeo Week, featuring an opening prayer and national anthem, all in traditional Native languages. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, so we couldn't be more excited by this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events. We are invested in the community and its people. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Now here today, the 16th of May, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or extensions, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need one that understands the complexities of workers' compensation, and Patrick Gorman is that guy. 530-262-2168 today. On the phone, we have with us John Payne, the one-armed bandit. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? It's just got a lot better because you're on. So.
Well, thank you.
You know what? Now, John has got such an interesting history. But, you know, people may not have heard of you, but they've seen, I mean, I shouldn't say it like that. They may not know your story, but so many tens or hundreds of thousands of people have seen you over the years. And your story is just remarkable. The name One-Armed Bandit, how did that occur?
Well, that cost me an arm back in 1973. I grabbed a hold of 7,200 volts electricity, and they say you can't turn loose of it once it gets a hold of you, but I proved them wrong. If you hang on till it burns your fingers off, you can turn loose of it.
Oh, that's a tough way, but yeah, I guess that turns loose. But you died that day.
I did. I was dead for approximately 5 minutes. Of course, I don't remember that. I'm just going by what the guy that gave me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation told me. He had to climb down out of a tree and run about 50 yards and put the fire out. My clothes were on fire and had holes burnt the top of my cowboy hat. Gloves were burnt off, and he started giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and my teeth was so hot that he had to fan me before he could continue the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
This is it's just incredible to try and picture something like this. And your clothes were on fire. You had to put those out. And then, but they got you to the hospital. And, but it even got, there was even, it was getting worse, though, with doctors wanting to remove your left leg also.
That's right. That was in Tulsa Burn Center. I had to take an ambulance ride to Tulsa, which was about 90 miles, and we didn't have Save Your Life helicopters back in them days. That was in 1973.
Uh-huh.
So I overheard the doctor tell Dad that I'd be awful lucky if I made it to Tulsa. And so I kind of thinking, you know what, I think I might be going to check out this world. And they was speeding, and I raised up out of that chair there and said, "Hey, how fast you boys are going?" And they said, 90 miles an hour. And I said, "Slow this son of a gun down. You're liable to have a wreck and hurt somebody." And I said, "You're probably hauling a dead man anyway." So I really didn't expect to make it through it, especially when my eyes quit shaking and quivering where I could actually focus on the damage. And I looked at my left leg, and yes, it was burnt to the bone from the knee to about 10 inches above the knee. You could see the bone.
Uh-huh.
And fingers burnt and flipped backwards, and it also blew my guts out my side. And I had flare burns and had holes burnt the top of my hat, and it I remember a few days later running my hand through my hair, and heck, about all my hair came out on the top of my head. It just burnt. And anyway, yeah, we went to Tulsa Burn Center, and they come in there about 4 or 5 days later and said, well, we're planning on having surgery. We're going to cut your arm off right here, and we're going to cut your leg off right here. And I said, now, wait a minute. I said, how in the heck am I going to ride a horse with one leg? And they said, ride a horse? Said, is that what you're worried about? We're worried about trying to save your life. And I said, well, it ain't going to be much of a life if I can't ride a horse. I'm a cowboy, and that was my main objective, be able to save that leg and ride a horse. And I did have to argue with 4 doctors over this thing two or three times. And they said, well, do you want to live or die? And I said, well, I'm going to ask you the same question. I said, if you cut my leg off, you're really going to upset me, and your life might be in jeopardy. That's when it hit home to him. And when I woke up in surgery several hours later, I couldn't find my arm. I thought I was laying on it. It was hurting, but I couldn't find it. And finally I realized I was just come out of surgery and they'd cut it off. And first thing I did was grab my knees. I grabbed both knees because in the confusion and the dizziness and daziness, I didn't remember what leg it was. So I grabbed both knees and they were both on there. So I said, I just laid back and went to sleep again. I thought, well, looks like it's going to be a good day.
Well, I tell you what, we could, you know, if I had 3 hours, we wouldn't have enough time for John. But I'm going to fast forward here. I'm not going to skip over that you met Judy in 75. But you went back home after they released you after 5 weeks and started breaking a horse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Since I bought a horse in the hospital off my brother, and after I told him I'd buy it, I got to thinking, heck, I might not even get out of this hospital. There's people in intensive care dying every day in there, and I thought they was in better shape than I was.
Well, burn wounds are just incredibly deadly. But the fact that you, after 5 weeks, left there and started back into your life is incredible. So, now, John, tell people how you got started in rodeo.
Well, I was always pretty mouthy all my life, but I could always back up my mouth. And I was at Ponca City, Oklahoma, and I saw an old Civil War reenactment act come out there, and their hats would fall off, and they'd get off, get their hat, and their horse would run off. And I just turned and walked away laughing, thinking, boy, what a sorry act that was. And the stock contractor walked by, and I mouthed off to him, and he said, we'll just let you be the entertainment next year, thinking that'd shut this tall, long drink of water off with one arm. He thought I'd shut up and be quiet. So he said, we'll just let you be the entertainment next year. And I said, by golly, I'll be here. And he said, I'm serious. And I said, I am too. And I went to Ponca City in 1987 and put 5 quarter inch steers up on top of my trailer. And that's how I got started.
Well, there's more to that story, of course, but that's how it started. And I'm going to take a quick break here, and we come back, and we're going to start with how you got involved with Reading Rodeo, and then that big event tonight. So we're here with John Payne, the one-armed bandit, and we're going to come back right after these messages.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you family night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton whiskey and block beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15, plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast. So call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling Linda Bott. Hey, on the phone we have John Payne, the one-armed bandit, who is the 15-time PRCA Specialty Act of the Year and has a long association with Reading Rodeo. John, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. I was in Las Vegas in 1987. I went to the convention and I was showing a little old video of my show, and I guess a gentleman by the name of John Bama heard about me, and he come walking up the aisle there, and there was several guys following behind him, and I guess it was some of the committee, and he had a big smile on his face and had these big glasses on. Big black glasses on, had a hat on, and he was on a mission, and he come up and said, "I want to talk to the one-armed bandit." And I said, "That's me." He says, "I like that name. That's catchy." And I said, "Well, that's it." So he said, "Well, let's see what you do." And I showed him a tape, and he liked it, and he says, "I want to bring you to Redding, California." I'm thinking, well, great. And he says, "What are you going to charge?" And I said, "Well, I have no idea. I really don't even know where Redding is. I've never heard of Redding, California in my life. And most of my life, I didn't have a map. All I had was just a globe. And I was born and raised on a ranch and didn't need a map." So he brought me to Redding, and I didn't realize it was 1,941 miles out here.
You do now.
Well, I just got through coming back out here, a one-way trip out here and a one-way trip back.
Yeah.
And I punched the meter, and it was 1,941.5 to the arena. And about 15 mountain passes, and those mountain passes, you know, some of them mountain passes, I'm going up from 10, 15 miles an hour for a mile or so. But it's a long drive. I left a week ago just to make it here. You know, you break down, these vehicles break down, you can't get parts and you can't get anybody to work on. So I've been here 2 or 3 days just sitting here waiting on this great event. I did not want to miss it. But John Bauman, the sheriff here for, I guess, 30 years, he brought me to Redding, and they had a little old meeting right there in front of me, and they come back and said, we'll give you $1,200 if you'll come to Redding, California for 2 performances. And I stuck my hand out, and I said, you got a deal. And $1,200 is like $12,500 now, and it was a lot of money, but it was a long ways out here, and I spent all that money getting out here and back, and I also lost a pair of spurs and a pistol. You know, when you break down, you don't have any money, you have to hawk stuff. So I got home, I had $13, and I'd lost a pistol and a pair of spurs, but I proved that I was worthy of the trip, and other people started hiring me, Red Bluff and some of the other, well, the six-pack
rodeo, yeah. In this year's program, the 75th year, we've got a history of the Redding Rodeo. You know, John has played a big part in this and has got his own part in this. Now, tonight, it's a sold-out event, and this is the first, well, this is the inaugural Redding Rodeo Hall of Fame dinner. And it's going to be down at the rodeo grounds. Like I said, it's sold out. And there, John Bauma, the man you mentioned, will be one of the individuals honored. But you have played a big part here, and you're back. And you know, having gotten to know you somewhat over, you know, since the NFR, I think it's great that you are going to be one of the first inductees.
That's a big honor, and. You know, I drove a long ways to be out here and take part of that, and it's just such a great honor when people bestow this on yourself, and it you know, I'm almost speechless. I'm also a member of the Ellensburg Hall of Fame, and their anniversary coming up this year is 100. So there's another 2,500-mile trip out there for that, but I'll look back one of these days and be glad I did it. And it's such a great honor, and like it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, it's well deserved. John, if people have not seen you yet, because we always get new people in every year, can you give them not specifics, but an idea of what you do?
Well, I'm going to be attempting to put a horse and a zebra up on top of my trailer, and it's an action-packed show. It lasts about 8 minutes, and I'll be riding a horse without a bridle and jumping him up on top of the truck and trailer. Of course, I'll put the bridle on for that, and then at the end of the show, I spin this horse on top of the trailer shooting a pistol while the truck and trailer is driving out of the arena. So it's got a lot of horsemanship in it, a little daredevil. And these animals are working at liberty. They can go 99 other places other than jumping up on a pickup up on top of a trailer. But I call that my $100,000 pedestal.
You know, I've seen you before, and live, and I've seen you on YouTube. And, you know, people, if you're saying, well, what's this look like? Just go to YouTube, look under John Payne, One Armed Bandit, and you're going to see a variety of different shows, because you're constantly changing this up.
Right. I've had the buffaloes here before, and I've had the big longhorn steers.
Uh-huh.
So I keep changing it up, but it was a long drive out here, and those big steers got really big horns.
Yeah.
And I didn't want them to be uncomfortable for that long drive. It probably looked like I rode them out here instead of hauled them out here. And then the buffalo, they're still, the old ones have died off, and I've got new ones coming on. I'm the only thing in my show that just keeps it going and keeps it going. I've been through several different trucks and several horses and several buffaloes and longhorn steers. And, one of these days I'll get replaced, but, I was lucky enough to turn 70 years old this year, and I always thought a 70-year-old man was old, but heck, I'm 70 and I don't feel old.
Well, good. Let's join the club here because I don't feel old either. So, you know, we just got to keep moving forward. John, what would you say are some of the highlights of your career? I've got about 5 minutes left here.
Well, most definitely, I'll have to mention the trip to Muscat, Oman. That's halfway around the earth. If it's noon here in California, it's 12 midnight over there.
Uh-huh.
And I flew 18 head of animals over there. And I did a show for the king of Oman, which he has four or five names, and I can't mention all that because I don't remember. I mean, it's... they give them people over several names. So, but it's King of Oman. I went over there and I was up against, 14 countries over with the very finest acts. And after six rehearsals, they deemed the one-armed bandit the very best and he got to go last.
Oh.
So I've been, that's a pretty big feather in your hat when you, you know, I've traveled all over the United States. I've been to every state in the United States except for Hawaii. I haven't been there. But that's a pretty big feather in your hat when you're up against 14 countries and they deem you the best. And no politics. And they paid me big bucks. Paid me $1 million, but...
Being
a cowboy, it didn't last about 6 or 8 months, and I had $1,500 in the bank again, and I was happy.
Now, I can't let you go without, you know, your word is your bond, and you were offered an appearance to the Queen of England. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell people about that.
Well, I met Prince Philip in 1993 in Gladstone, New Jersey. It was a World Pair Driving Championship, and I didn't know he was going to be there, but he was, and he enjoyed my show so much, he invited me to his quarters. Of course, they hand-frisked me down and finally let me come in and visit with him. I sat with the table with him. He said, I want you to come to England and for 2 months and do all of our shows over here and start at Buckingham Palace. And I said, I'd love to. And at that point in time, I was booked up 3 years in advance. So he said, well, we start on these dates and we'll end on these dates. And I said, what year are you talking about? He says, well, next year. And I said, well, there is a problem there, Part. I'm booked up. And he had this look on his face like he couldn't believe it. And I said, well, yeah, I'm booked up for 3 years. I can get to you. I'll write you down 4 years from now. And I think he thought I was kidding, and he couldn't hardly believe it. And that pretty well ended the conversation. We had a few more conversations with some of his people, but I stuck to my gun. They said, you're turning down an offer to come to Buckingham Palace. I said, I ain't turning it down. I'm just telling you that I've already booked up for 3 years, and I'll get there just as quick as I can. And that pretty well ended that deal. I never did go, but I wasn't about to turn these people down. Like you said, these old cowboys grew up on this farm and ranch, and their word's their bond. And when they give their word, they stick behind it. And I was raised that way, and that's just how I am.
Well, you know what? Of all the stories I've heard from you, and I've loved every one of them, that one really resonated with me, that here you had a chance to go to England, perform for the Queen, and, hey, I've already given my word I'm going to be somewhere else, and you stuck to it. Hey, I'm with John Payne, the one-armed bandit. He has been the PRCA Specialty Act of the Year 15 times, and he's going to be inducted into the inaugural Hall of Fame dinner and gala tonight. And thank you so much for joining us, John, and everybody. You're just, when you see him out there, you're going to just say, I don't believe he can do that. And then he does it. John, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carl. I'll see you tonight.
See you tonight. Okay. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and then we'll come back with Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe from Wind River.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Congressional Republicans want to hear from John Durham, and they'd like his testimony as early as next week. Durham's special counsel looking into the FBI's Russia collusion investigation has released the results of his four-year probe. He concludes the FBI never had the evidence to investigate allegations of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The former president describes the collusion scenario as a charade, a dangerous, treasonous hoax. They will be back at it later today. President Biden and congressional leaders resume debt limit talks at the White House. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the president's been playing a dangerous waiting game.
I don't really understand why the Biden administration has waited all these months, knowing this was coming, to sit down and negotiate with Kevin McCarthy in the House. Apparently that's happening now. But like everything else Joe Biden does, it's usually a day late and a dollar short.
Senator Cornyn speaking on the Salem Radio Network. Americans went shopping a bit more last month.
Retail sales increased 0.4% in April from March, when it was down 0.7%. It marked the first increase since January, when unusually warm weather and a big jump in Social Security benefits likely spurred more spending. Excluding car dealers and gas stations, retail sales rose 0.6%.
Correspondent Jeremy House, last month's sales bump was below what analysts had been forecasting. It was a sleepless night in Kiev as the Russians pounded the Ukrainian capital with drones and missiles. However, the vast majority of the Russian missiles were intercepted by Ukraine's air defense system. On Wall Street, the Dow down 193 points, and NASDAQ is up 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government is spying on you. No surprise, I know, but did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082.
Message and data rates may apply.
An overnight fire in a four-story hostel in Wellington, New Zealand, has left six people dead.
Fire authorities will be looking at what possibly caused this fire. They are investigating a suggestion that it might have been started deliberately, but of course it's very early in the investigation. What we do know is that some of those residents who escaped were extremely lucky to get out in one piece. One man described seeing smoke coming under his door, and this man had to jump off a roof onto another part of the building, two stories down.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. Six children have been seriously injured. Some were trapped in wreckage when a truck hit a school bus in southeastern Australia. Police say the bus, which was carrying as many as 45 youngsters, tipped over after being hit in the rear by the truck at an intersection. An adult and 21 children were taken to a hospital. News and analysis, townhall.com. Oklahoma Republican leaders have a deal that would raise teacher pay and pave the way for a voucher-style tax credit program for parents to send their kids to private schools.
The deal reached on Monday includes $625 million in new annual funding for education.
It also includes 6 weeks of paid maternity leave for certified school personnel. The details are expected to easily pass the Oklahoma House and Senate as soon as this week and be signed into law by the governor. The pay raises range from $3,000 for teachers with up to 4 years of experience to $6,000 for those with 15 years or more. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal fishing managers say a staple seafood species that's been caught by East Coast fishers for centuries is overfished. They're cutting fishing quotas for Gulf of Maine haddock by around 80%. Haddock, one of the most popular fish in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bott. Linda is not on assignment. Well, she is on assignment. She is trying to round up everything that's happening for tomorrow night for the rodeo. She's going to be integral in the national anthems, and we have other things happening that we're going to talk about. But good morning. It's 8:05 here on the 16th of May, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, young lady.
Very good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Oh, well, hey, you know what? It's rodeo week. You got to be okay. And at 9 o'clock today, you're going to probably be, soon after that, you'll be hearing some gunshots downtown as the Lone Stranger and their sidekick, and the Lone Stranger's sidekick. I don't know if it's who it is. Of course, nobody knows, but I'm going to read you some hints at the end of the show. Are going to be robbing the bank, and they'll be pursued by the Asphalt Cowboys. So you'll be hearing that. Now, weather today, sunny with a high near 92, and just repeat that all the way through next Monday. 92, 93, 94, you know, days like that with the evenings around 64 at night. So it's going to be beautiful for the rodeo this week and the Asphalt Cowboys breakfast on Friday. Now, I just found some more tickets, and I've got a family pack for tomorrow night for the Extreme Bulls. They're actually, the seats are all together, and it's a four pack for the first person to call 605-4567.
We should do a trivia question.
We should. What year is this for the road? I got to know which year is this for the Reading Rodeo, officially which year. So when you call in, just tell us which official year it is, and you get four tickets to Extreme Bulls tomorrow night. And let me tell you, there's more to it than just Extreme Bulls. So my guest today, Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Maria Roscoe.
Good morning.
From Reading Rancheria, the chairman, and the
CEO.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Chairman. You know what? It's okay. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm standing here in front of you and with a mustache.
I noticed.
Yeah, I started growing it yesterday. I have friends walk past me that have known me for years. If I'm wearing a baseball cap and I have a mustache on, they just and I start to talk to them and they just look at me. And then I realize they don't know who I am.
It's very rodeo-esque.
I got it for the rodeo.
Yes.
I'm kind of enjoying it. Linda, not so much. But so good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here, especially this week.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! And tomorrow night is Native American Appreciation Night.
Yes.
And you all are playing a big part in that.
We are very, very excited. I know that we were approached about taking part in the rodeo this year, and so we went and talked to our tribal council, and they were an enthusiastic yes. So it looks like we are jointly hosting the first Native American Heritage Night at the Reading Rodeo. So we are excited. We are putting together a program to educate and do some fun things tomorrow night.
Okay. And it's going to be a part hopefully that this will become an annual event.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so, because the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria teamed together, last year, I guess, for the
Stillwater Powwow.
Stillwater Powwow.
Yes.
And that was a great event.
It was an amazing, amazing event.
The seating, so you could see everything. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you have not been to the Stillwater Powwow, you need to go.
Absolutely. And it's free, you know. So if you're looking for something to do on that weekend and it's Friday night and you're thinking about something to do, just drive down there and walk through. It's pretty amazing.
It is. All types of different things to see and being there for the grand entry is very important.
Yes.
I mean, I brought my father-in-law, and I think he was 91 then. Mm-hmm. He'll be 92 here in a few weeks. He really enjoyed it. I don't want to say pomp and circumstance, you know, but because then you think of different things, but it's the same thing.
It is definitely. It's colorful. Gosh. It's spiritual. It is. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance, and that's what the dancers are doing. They're trying to catch your attention and catch your eye with their colors and shiny and sparkles. And so it's that's the point. They want to get your attention.
Well, it sure works. So can you tell us a little bit about something happening at the rodeo? Or you want to go?
Okay. Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm really going to go to did we give away those tickets? Okay, we gave away those tickets, so come in here and get them. Did they have the answer?
No.
Did you know what the answer is?
No.
Okay.
We tried.
75th. 75th. I've been talking about this for 3 weeks.
Nobody's listening.
They must be, because I tell you what, we give away stuff like you can't believe. I was thinking about one day, just saying, I have a box here. It's just a cardboard box. I'm giving it away to the first caller.
Oh.
And I would have in it organic fertilizer from my horse. And no, I'm just kidding. I would never do that. Okay. The thing about these tickets are you need to come down and pick them up here at the studios before tomorrow. Well, you can get them tomorrow also, but because they're for tomorrow night for the Extreme Bulls, and they will be it starts at 7:00, but I would get there earlier because of parking. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They have it all down there, from small to large. You do it all. They do it local. It is local. Locally owned, locally operated. A couple own this, a husband and wife team. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You give them a call at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak
steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew. Redding, California. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Rodeo Week, and we're kind of the cowboy station this week. Almost anyway. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, electrifying your life, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can offset the cost of your vehicle, be it car, truck, or bike, and the charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information. I'm here with Redding Rancheria and the CEO, Tracy Edwards, and Maria Orozco, who is in charge of their outreach for the community. And I could just go through like 26 other things. I just know is that when we talk about and I'll be talking to somebody, and I'll call Maria, and I go, hey, that's a good idea. If nothing else, she'll point you in the right direction. And that's really important.
I encourage that.
Yes. Okay. Now, the tomorrow night it's kind of the inaugural night.
Yes, it is.
For the partnership, I guess you could say, Native American Appreciation Night.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great event this is going to be. So let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I think the cool thing about it is it's, rodeo is a culture. So it's two cultures coming together, and we appreciate that we get to celebrate both of the cultures. So we are going to be having an opening prayer by Radley Davis. He's a Pitt River tribal member, and he will come do an opening prayer, and then Dove Judy will sing America the Beautiful in her language, and she is a member of the Mono Lake Paiute tribe. And if you have not heard her sing this, it is, I mean, when she sings it, I go home and at night I dream about it. It's moving. So, she'll sing her rendition of America the Beautiful, and then we will have dancers coming out. We've been working on this all week, and we were talking earlier, Carl, everything is down to the minute, and choreographed and orchestrated, and everything will go off perfectly. There's a set amount of time because this is on the Cowboy Channel. So the dancers will come out. I'll talk a little bit about the styles and the regalia that they're wearing, because there's different styles and different types of regalia, and they will do. They will be able to dance for a few minutes, and then we'll move right on with the rodeo.
That's right, and that's not going to of course, America the Beautiful and the prayer will be right at the beginning mm-hmm. of the rodeo.
Yes,
the dancers are going to come in later.
Yes, yes,
about an hour later.
Right, and it's amazing when you go to the rodeo. You know, there's set things that happen in between break times, and it all seems to go off very smoothly. So I'm sure this will go off very smoothly also.
I'm sure it will. These guys, I am just totally amazed at Reading Rodeo Association.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they take no money from anybody except what they you know, make on the rodeo, and they put that back into the rodeo grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them is a volunteer. I mean, I've been out there, and I'm seeing, I mean, to watch this thing be built, I mean, in the, you know, especially, and then all the signs, all the lights, everything coming in, groups of people, I mean, setting up all the tables for the stake feet and dance, and then taking them all down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's rolling out the arena, and then having the special kids event was yesterday. It had 250 kids there.
Oh, that's awesome.
They got to ride on horses, and
our friends at Exodus Farms.
Yes, mm. Cowboys can bring in some, you know, or the Rodeo Association can bring in, a lot of us have horses. But they've got to be kind of a special horse, and I mean, they've got to be really, you know, a quiet horse that they can get on and don't have even a slightly bad experience. And these kids just love it. So that was yesterday. And, then of course, tonight, the inaugural Hall of Fame Gala. I don't know if y'all are going to be there, but it's going to be – it's sold out, and it's honoring the people that made it possible to have 75 years of rodeo.
Nice. That here. Sounds like a great event.
And then, of course, Wednesday, as we said, Native American. I can't wait to see it, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I got some questions to ask you on the break because I have to do some things. I just have to make sure I'm doing the right things to assist in this. So what's this mean to you, Tracy?
You know, I am a lifelong resident of Shasta County, and although I don't own a horse, and I wouldn't consider myself a cowgirl by any means, but I definitely have my cowboy boots, and once a year I come out and celebrate the rodeo and participate in all the activities. So I think it's definitely it's Reading. It's part of being Reading. It's part of if not one of the biggest, funnest events that the community has every year. Last year we had family and friends come in from all over the country to take them to the rodeo. It was many of their first time that they'd been to a rodeo. So I think it's tradition. It's definitely tradition.
It is tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guys put on a great show out there too. And it's one of the top rated rodeos in the PRCA is Reading. So, yeah, and the Reading Rodeo Association was inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame. I don't know if you knew that.
No, that's
years
great.
Ago. Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, what else is going on with Reading Rancheria?
Well, we're celebrating Rodeo Week this week, and I was just talking to Maria. We bought 500 tickets to the pancake breakfast, so we make sure that we actually make it an event for our staff. So the staff gets to meet up at a certain time. We all walk down. The clinic's right close by. So
yes.
They all come, and then people from the tribal offices. You get to take time at work and come down and have pancakes for breakfast. And so that's something that we do for our employees. And I think that they enjoy that. Get out of the office a couple hours and come hang out. And obviously you're going to see somebody you know when you're down at the pancake breakfast. And so you can visit, have fun, and then go back to work. So we're celebrating the rodeo this week. We have our Head Start rodeo on Friday, Thursday or Friday. We barbecue. We have a stick horse parade down the road. So we have everybody in the offices come out, the casino, we announce it, and we line up Reading Rancheria Road. And they decorate their broomstick horses. and they get to gallop down the road with a train and music, and it's absolutely adorable. And then they go back and have a rodeo at the Head Start, where they barrel race their stick horses, and we barbecue, and it's a pretty cool event.
I can just see some of your people galloping there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about galloping, but maybe a fast walk.
Trot, yeah.
Yeah, and then so or you skip. Do barrel racing and all.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. All three of my kids participated every year. They name their horse. They decorate their horse, their stick horse sock. I think they use a sock for the head, and mm-hmm. they glue it onto the stick, and we have a bunch of horses.
That's adorable.
How long have you been doing this?
Let's see. My son is turning 30 this year, and he was there, so I don't know, probably close to 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea that you all did that.
Yeah.
I think I saw it on Facebook or something.
Probably. It's adorable. It's absolutely adorable.
I guess it is. Now, on Friday, you're going to be down here then for the pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be live down the street here. So please stop by.
Absolutely.
And say hello.
Yes.
Ted Leidy and I'll be there with our cowboy hats on and talking to people as we do, mm-hmm. as people go through there about the pancake breakfast and all this. pancake breakfast. And like, you've been a lifelong resident here. What do you think that means to the city?
Well, I think, how many thousands of people show up there?
They're talking like close to 10,000.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, what do we have in this community? 70, 90,000 people in Reading.
Yeah.
So that's a good percentage of the town that shows up.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's, well, I know when I go down to the pancake breakfast, I'm going to join up with friends. I'm going to see people that I haven't seen maybe since the pancake breakfast last year. So to me, it's community. It's a community gathering. It's socializing. It's touching base with everybody, you know, even if it's once a year. And just, you know, it feels good. With all of the crazy stuff in the world, 10,000 of us come down and eat some pancakes, say hello, and then go off on our work day. So, I don't know. I think it's just a very positive, feel-good thing to do.
I think it is. You know what? It's something that brings the community together.
Mm-hmm.
You can forget politics. You can forget. For an hour or so, forget your woes or mm-hmm. everything else, and just come down there and have a good time.
Absolutely. And the Asphalt Cowboys, when you go through the line, they've been up since, what, 2 or 3 in the morning cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do that anymore. So I hats off to people, you know, who are getting up. And I'm sure it's exhausting. I'm sure they're exhausted. They're sweating. They're flipping pancakes. So.
And it's going to be warm.
Yes.
So. Yeah,
I think it was chilly last year. So
the wind was
blowing. Yeah, yeah.
I remember watching one of the other stations. When I saw the wind, we did not put up anything like the pop-up. We didn't put it up, and I watched theirs blow away when they were trying to control that.
Yeah, it was a little windy. And I think the location now, is it going to be right?
Yeah, it's right down the street
here.
It's between, I think, Yuba and Butte and that. And that's a new location.
It is.
So I'm not... I'm still not sure. I like it, but then again, I'm not the one that puts it on, and I'm not the one that gets the permit for it.
Right.
But I always liked it down in its original spot, but maybe that's because we just hate change.
Yeah. Change is hard.
Yeah, change is bad. No, it's just hard. I'm here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria, and Maria Roscoe, head of all their outreach down there. That's the easiest thing I can do to describe what you do, because as I said, if you've got any questions and you don't know where to ask, call Maria. And I put her number up on walls and things like this.
What kind of walls?
Yeah, hopefully not in the bathroom.
No, I would never do that. No, I wouldn't do that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they have been in the business a long time here. And they get the highest grades from the Leapfrog organization that grades hospitals, highest grades from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They take care of our people. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. What do you all?
celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
And a chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com
or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Rodeo Week. And one of the things I do for Rodeo Week is I get my hair cut. I go down to Cypress Square Barbershop, going down there today, and get my rodeo haircut. Not too much different than any other week. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally run. I've been going there for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. What can I tell you? They work by appointment, so you can make it work for your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'm Maria Roscoe, in charge of all their outreach. And this week, and we talked about it in the first half hour, is tomorrow night is Native American Appreciation Night. Also Extreme Bulls. And the... And you know what? I just found 2 more tickets to Extreme Bulls for tomorrow night. So the first person that calls, 530-605-4567, I have 2 tickets for Extreme Bulls tomorrow night, plus Native American Appreciation Night And you're going to see some great stuff there. Native American dancing, America the Beautiful, and I think it's Paiute.
Mono Lake Paiute Tribe.
Mono Lake
Jeff is
Paiute.
From, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of great stuff going on. So if you're looking for two tickets for tomorrow night, give us a call at 605-4567. I've given away a lot of tickets today. And I'll be giving away more tomorrow for the rest of the week. Now, we've talked about rodeo.
Yes.
Let's move on to what else is going on.
Well, let's see. We are celebrating Wind River's 30th anniversary this month, in the month of May. So we've been holding lots of special events. And I can always remember I gave birth to my first son that month. And so I know how old he is how old the casino is. So we've been doing lots of things, and it's been a fun week. And so that's kind of been going on in our world. We also actually, Maria, you want to talk about our community grants? What's going on with that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. But hopefully we see everybody this Thursday morning for Reading Chamber of Commerce, our greeters. So we're going to have another celebration. But yes, so our RCF advisory board just met. From what I see, they have not sent the press release out yet. But I will tell you that 33 organizations received over $99,000, and it was sitting in there and watching them complete projects and just the grant. It was amazing.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. So how many organizations? 33?
33 organizations.
Nonprofits.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. 501c3, Shasta and Trinity County.
I think you should start another one for horses.
I knew
horses.
You were going to say that, too.
I'm trying to figure out, how do I get somebody to pay for the horse bills? She is, anyway. No, that is absolutely fabulous. This is something you all do on a regular basis. I mean, this is a new, you know, this is one, but, I mean, it's constantly through the year you find ways of helping people.
So there's three granting cycles, right?
Two
a year, and this is the first one.
This is the first, spring and fall, since 2002, and that's why we celebrate every year with the Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner to honor all of those recipients who received grants, example, in 2023. And then in 2024, we are having the Reading Rancher Community Fund Dinner on March 1st, and the theme is...
Oh, yes. Toga.
Oh, that's right.
Flash. Greek, Roma, goddess, and, goddess,
Toga, toga, toga.
But Wonder Woman was a god. So it could be toga,
so you could do the Wonder Woman costume.
Yeah, I think Maria's a little concerned with where the toga might go, so she's giving some options and spreading it out, and I keep saying, it's just toga, come in your toga.
That's it. Underwear optional.
Well,
what?
See what I mean.
That's her
right
concern.
Away, right away, there's where it goes. And if you don't know what about that, just go check out Animal House for the toga party. Oh, they were all dressed. Some people just, you know, will put their clothes on and then throw a sheet or a toga over.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be easy to dress up, right? I think that's the thing we want, to be able to do something easy. Yeah, wear your jeans and T-shirt and throw a sheet on top of you.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I bet you're going to see the, you know, I wonder how many Wonder Women are going to show up there, or, you know, the Hera, the, you know, the goddess, you know, the head goddess.
Greco, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zeus, all of them. I mean, it's just amazing.
I'll be in a toga.
With the leaf crown.
Oh, well, just use a couple of old horse blankets.
There you go.
You
don't even have to buy anything.
That's right. Just drape them over you.
Nobody has to buy anything. We all have sheets.
Yeah. We all have sheets. Or blankies or whatever. So, okay. Well, that sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Again. But, you know, but the object behind that, though, the whole idea behind that is we celebrate that night because of the grants that you've issued to, that you have given to nonprofits and people and organizations that are really helping our community.
Mm-hmm.
And you help them with that. And then that night you give out another, you donate another $10,000 to either one or two organizations.
Mm-hmm. And that's a surprise for them that night, so that's always fun.
It is a surprise.
Yeah.
And everyone that I've been to are just well-deserving. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many of them out there that do so much for our community.
Well, and can you imagine a nonprofit who you're trying to do your job, and then you show up and someone says, by the way, here's an extra $10,000. So they're very, very appreciative, and that's the fun part of the night for us.
Well, you helped people during COVID. You helped people. You gave out a lot of, and I'll just full disclosure that we were one of the businesses that you helped out, and we appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
This is COVID is had a long-term effect on so many people, and I think it's going to be years before we finally, figure out, not to get political, but all the problems it's caused.
We will definitely read about it in the history books and the fallout. So.
Hey, so it's your son's 30th birthday and the 30th anniversary. Wait till it hits 50.
Yeah, you look at me. That's me.
Well, that's not what I looked at. I was looking about. No, you look no.
My daughter is also turning 30 this year.
No.
They went to preschool.
Well, but
together.
Neither one of you look like you got 30 year olds. No.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Wait till they hit 40. Yeah. Then you go, how'd my kid get that old?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only 40.
Yeah, so. Because when our parents were 40, they were really old.
Yeah. That's true.
Like it seemed like it. I've got to ask this.
Mm-hmm.
Have we heard any movement at all?
So where we're at is we are finishing up the final stages of the environmental impact report. So that is so the reason that is taking so long is because the initial report went out, and then we had all of our public comment periods. We had our cooperating agencies. Everybody gets to give their concerns, and so we have to address each and every comment and every concern. So that document is either out, almost out or going to be out. I should probably get an official notice, and then the Department of Interior can make a final ruling.
Okay.
So, I hear by the end of the year. But I think I heard that last year, too. So, we're in the final stages of that, of getting our final determination.
Great.
Yep.
Well, it moves like a glacier.
It does.
And then it slows down.
It does. And when it happens, I'm going to call you. I'm going to walk in on the show that morning, whoever
that
you
morning.
Have.
It doesn't make any difference. We will clear it.
And I will say, hey, guess what?
And we'll do a happy dance in
yes.
there. So,
yes.
You see things that take forever.
Yeah.
But then you look at some of the local projects around here.
Yeah.
Say 2 or 3 years. And now the, riverfront revitalization or whatever they're calling it, the new city plan. I just have a tough time believing that they're going to be able to get all, with this plan to do things, because you've got thousands of people in the city that have ideas of what that riverfront should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then where do you get the money for it? I mean, the public comments have already started, and with the with going online, and then all these meetings they're going to have, it's going to be some tough decisions, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. So what else do we have? We have, I was going to talk about, we're building a bridge. So our next project that the tribe is working on is, I know I've been on air and I've talked about our health village that we're building.
Right.
I have the pretty pictures in my office from the architects and the pictures with the boxes in it. And I remember when I see those, I'm like, that'll never happen. I've seen that with the casino. And then it turns out, and it's this amazing building. So I have some amazing pictures of this health village, and we're hoping to break ground on that in January of 2024.
Okay.
But we need to be able to access that property from the Redding Rancheria across Clear Creek to our property that people refer to as the Lowry property. It was the Lowry property for many years. Or no, Strati property.
Strati.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah.
And so, no, not Strati either.
I think you were right on Lowry.
Yes. So anyways, we'll
it's Ready Ranch
it's
Rio
our
property.
Yeah.
It's Ready Ranch Rio property.
So we'll be building a bridge, and we're hoping to break ground on that before the end of the year.
Is that like a car bridge?
It is.
Okay. Or a vehicle bridge.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of our travel council. It's a very expensive project. It's astronomical to build a bridge. And
do you have to go through the Corps of Engineers?
Yeah, we have to do.
Even though it's your property.
Absolutely. Okay. And for sure.
It's a waterway.
There's a waterway there. But we could have built just a pedestrian bridge, and put the golf carts across, and our council. I'm so happy we're thinking,
future.
Your future. And
you think six generations?
Seven generations. And I'm guessing in seven generations from now, they'll need to be able to drive cars back and forth. So we're building a bridge that will have two lanes and a pedestrian lane. And we will be able to access our property from that bridge rather than just on Highway 273.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're here with Redding Rancheria. It's 8:44 in the morning. It's going to be in the 90s today, and just say that's the way it's going to be through next Monday, and the lows of 64. Today, of course, is the 16th, and it's 8:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Redding Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Redding Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Redding Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at ReddingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes,
If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 16th of May, 8:48 in the morning. It's going to be a high near 92 today, and it's going to be between 92 and 95 through next Monday with lows every night in the low 60s. So we're here. We've gone from winter to summer. Just, I think we had a week of spring.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't that, wow.
Does anybody know how long the poppies stay bloomed?
Oh.
I tried to look it up on Google because I just was wondering.
Well, that's a good question. And who knows? Maybe somebody in the chat room will know how long the poppies are blooming. The big week is Rodeo Week, tomorrow night, Native American Appreciation Night. A lot of things going on with that. I'm one of the people that's trying to keep track of all the dancers, and this Maria Orozco will be helping me. I'm here with, of course, Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria, and Maria Orozco, who one of her many jobs
will be helping you that
planning rodeo.
Yes, I'll be glad to go back there and say hello to all the bull riders and to whoever.
We were up behind the chutes, and it's amazing. These kids are. Then you realize just how young these riders are.
Yeah.
And they're literally army, when they're getting ready, especially with bull riding, and this is the tape, the amount of tape. I wish I had a penny for every foot of tape that these kids use when they're out there. I mean, they're
crazy.
Oh yeah.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I have to turn my head on the bull riding.
Me too.
I can't watch it till the end sometimes.
Or the roping of the calf.
Yeah.
Well, the tie down roping, they've changed the rules on that to make it easier on the calf. And then they've got, I've looked at the percentages when I went to the NFR. A big, big part of the PRCA convention that is there, is animal, handling animals. Mm-hmm. And the rate of injuries there is safety on them is like 98 point something, because these are expensive. Not only are they athletes, and they're expensive, mm-hmm. and I've never seen, and you can look at a lot of rodeos, you never see a skinny horse going out of there. Those horses are
well-fed.
They're well-fed, muscular, and the bulls are bred for this, to the point where we may have outbred the cowboys in the sense of these bulls knowing what they're doing. Anyway, okay, we're talking about you're going forward with a bridge over
Clear Creek. Take us to our health village.
Which is going to, hopefully you'll break ground in that.
January of 2024.
That's almost next, here.
It is.
That's almost here.
Next time when I'm here, they'll probably tell me it's March of 2024, but I'm sticking with that right now.
Yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yep.
Until they change it.
Exactly.
What other things that are coming up in the next 4 or 5 months?
Let's see. What events do we have coming up? Marie and I were just talking. It would be nice if we kind of had a bit of a lull over the summer, in the background of trying to move our casino forward and trying to move our health village forward and build a bridge and hire people and continue all of our programs. We're kind of hoping
All the medical, all the clinics you got going.
Yeah.
There.
And
jobs.
Okay. I was just gave a report to council last week, and we have 34 job openings right now. That's a lot. That's a lot for us to have on the board. And it's, the Great Resignation, it did exist. I mean, I've read up on it, and I think people during COVID, I don't know, they decided maybe they had gone home and decided they just wanted to stay home or switch jobs or whatever the case may be. But I have to give a plug. If you want to work at a great place that has great benefits and has a ton of holidays and gives you pancake breakfast and time off to walk down and have pancakes, you know, come visit our website. No, you don't have to be Native American to work for the Redding Rancheria.
You get medical down at your own clinic.
To come see our clinics for free, and then you'll be able to be a person that can come to the New Health Village. So, you know, redding-rancheria.com. I want to plug, and I think it's across the board. I mean, if you look
it
at the community,
the
counties hire, you know, the city's hiring, everybody's looking for employees. So it's a bit of a challenge. I mean, the work is not slowing down, and so we need people to fill those spaces, and we're expanding in our medical world. So a lot of our jobs are medical related.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a lot of staff in the medical world. So come work for the Redding Rancheria.
Yeah, I'll drop my resume there. So come in at noon.
Perfect.
Come in at noon. I don't know what I do, but I want to be Maria's assistant.
Well, there's a place for everybody in our. I mean, we're a government, and so you know anything that you think of, we do. We're a government, and we have business too, so we have it all.
Okay.
There's a place for everybody.
There are so many checkoff lists that the tribe provides to us as staff. I mean, we have challenges in wellness, and we just completed like a wellness bingo, and they encourage us to, you know, participate on on-site classes, off-site classes, go walk a trail, go, you know, visit what's ever going on in the community.
In case you can't hear that.
I heard it.
There are some gunshots going on, and let's pray that's the Asphalt Cowboys and we don't have something else going.
It sounds like the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yeah, let me go get something here just in case.
It's close. Let's see if somebody's going to run by.
Well, people are getting off the road because it sounds like they are on their way.
Only us, you know.
Yeah, thanks a lot for bringing gunfire to my studio. Pick this one day. Right at the end of the show, I'll read the clues to identify. I read them already, and I'm thinking, but I never get them. One time I thought I was close, but wasn't. Okay. Well, you've got so many things going on. And like you said, you like to kind of like pull back a little bit during the summer and then pick it up again.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things going on. But, you know, the employment question, we've got record low unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have signed off.
Yeah, they have. And I think a lot of it is, like you said, you might want to come work part-time. So I think people aren't choosing to come back full-time. So that means us as employers have to get creative. That might mean hiring two or three people to do a job that used to be a 40-hour-a-week job. So I think that's probably part of it. And us as employers need to recognize that and figure out how we can get creative to bring people back into the workplace and everybody have a good work-life balance.
Yeah, and like you said, there's a lot of great benefits down there,
mm-hmm.
especially medical, and everybody's always worried about that.
Yeah.
And you get a free pancake breakfast.
Yes.
So. Maria.
Yo. Hello.
You have grown up, as has, of course, Tracy, in Redding Rancheria.
I have, yes.
And you started, and I love these stories, with the bingo and this. And
pull tabs. Yes.
The only thing I know is a pull tab is, you know, like a beer. But this is different.
Yeah, no, they were cute little tabs we'd have to carry around, and those bingo folks loved them. They buy $10 worth, they win $20 more, so you exchange more tickets and more cash, and they do horse races. And
it's like the when you go to an event there, and by the way, I just want to, because we're starting our planning is for the Marine Corps Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that.
Yeah.
You all are so good to the Marines and when we have our Marine Corps Birthday Ball over there at Wind River.
Absolutely. We have many tribal members who are veterans. My uncle Leon is on. He'll be carrying in the flag at the rodeo, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And just remind everybody, tomorrow night, Reading Rodeo starts. You know what gets me is, okay, the pre-production meeting, it's at 4:00. Four.
We'll be there. Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2 days ahead of time. No, it goes at 4:00. where we put together the the final things.
Leaves little room for mistakes, right?
Yeah. And like you said, though, earlier, if you don't know, you don't know. Yeah. If there's, was that a mistake? Nobody thinks that. Everybody's just out there. So many great things happening. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having
us today. And since they said not to read it till 9 o'clock, I'm just going to ignore that.
I was saying, break those rules.
Yeah. I'm going to break those rules, and I'm going to give Tuesday's clue. So are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not supposed to do it till 9, but it's 1 minute till. Here it is. Tuesday, they hit our downtown once again. Secure it, we did try. Below the belt their tactics were. They hung those cowboys out to dry. That's the Lone Stranger and Sidekick $500 reward. Give them a call at 223-1188. Lost loot. They've hidden the loot in a place unseen, below the field of view. No matter how much the business lost, refuse to quit. The cowboys, too.
They're very poetic.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Whoever writes these is very talented. I don't know out there who writes those, but you're very talented.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, and we will be seeing you tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
At the pre-production meeting.
Pre-production meeting. And I'm going out measuring and buying tarps, so there'll be some privacy there.
Nice.
Out there for the changing.
Yes. Thank you for everything you do.
You know what? I appreciate those sentiments, but I can throw it right back at you. So, everybody, have a great day. Enjoy yourself. The asphalt, the bank's been robbed again. We heard some shooting in the background. And